All right, let's dive in. Today, we're talking real estate success. We've got a ton of insights from agents who are just crushing it.
It's really inspiring. And, you know, it's not like they're doing anything super secretive.
Right. No magic wands here.
Nope, just mastering the fundamentals and adapting to the market, of course.
Of course. Well, one thing we saw a lot of was the importance of a solid database.
Yeah, there was that one agent who went from like just a few leads to a ton just by being consistent with it.
I remember that. Adding past clients, staying in touch.
Exactly. Like it's classic, the fortune is in the follow-up.
Totally. Yeah. But it's easy to forget when you're busy chasing new leads.
Right. You forget the goldmine you already have. This agent, she used a platform called Fellow.
Like a personal assistant for client relationships.
Exactly. And ended up with a potential $900,000 listing.
Wow. Just from reconnecting with a past client.
Yep. And they were also using Homebot,
which automatically sends homeowners like updates about their property in the market.
Exactly.
Smart.
Working smarter, not harder.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They also mentioned using video CMAs, like those digital presentations.
Yeah, showing a home's estimated value.
Cool. So this is where things get really interesting. One agent, Mr. B, is having huge success with open house ads.
Oh, yeah, but get this. There's no actual open house.
What?
It's brilliant. People see the ad. They're curious. You know, everyone loves real estate.
So they click, and it's like a digital foot in the door.
That's a great way to put it. But here's the thing. He doesn't assume everyone who clicks wants that specific property.
So he doesn't just bombard them with details about the house.
No, he actually calls them.
Gets up the phone.
Picks up the phone. Asks open-ended questions. You know, like, are you thinking of buying or selling sometime soon?
So it's more about starting a conversation.
Exactly. Figuring out their needs.
Working, too. He tripled his earnings.
Yeah. And he uses street text for his ads. He's really focused on targeting the right people.
That's huge. You don't need a massive budget to be successful.
It's about strategy, you know?
Totally. And this leads to something else he talked about, the human touch.
Oh, he's a big believer in actually calling leads, not just sending emails. Because think about it, you see an ad online, you're probably clicking a bunch of them.
But the agent who actually calls.
That's who you remember. That's who stands out.
It's all about building those relationships, right?
Totally.
And, you know, he said something else I thought was interesting.
What's that?
He doesn't believe in labeling leads as bad just because they don't immediately respond.
Yeah, that's a trap it's easy to fall into, right?
Totally. You reach out, you don't hear back, you think, okay, next.
But what if they're just busy?
Or going through something.
Yeah, or just not ready yet. He actually had a client who went silent for months.
But then they re-engaged through a Homebot notification.
And ended up under contract.
So patience is key.
Absolutely. Real estate isn't always instant gratification.
It's about planting seeds.
And nurturing them. And that's where those automated tools can be really helpful.
It's keeping you top of mind.
Without you having to, you know, manually reach out all the time. But that personal touch is still crucial, like Mr. B was saying.
Absolutely. Okay, let's talk about those really hot leads, the ones that come in through, like, listing lead ads.
Yeah, the agents had some really creative ways to follow up.
Definitely.
One agent mentioned sending personalized property details.
Nice.
Another one was showcasing homes with, like, drone videos.
Ooh, that's cool.
And even offering, like, curated lists of open houses.
Based on the client's preferences, right?
Exactly. It's all about going above and beyond.
Showing that you're invested.
That personal touch, it really does make a difference.
And it's not just about giving them information. It's about guiding them through the process.
Absolutely. Speaking of guidance, Mr. B has a really interesting approach to those first client meetings.
Oh, yeah. What does he do?
He actually interviews them.
Whoa. Instead of waiting to be interviewed.
Yeah. It's kind of a power move.
I bet it catches people off guard.
In a good way. It shows that he's really interested in understanding their needs. He's not just there to close a deal.
So he asks a lot of questions.
He does. And he's super transparent about his process. He always makes it clear there's no obligation to work with him.
Okay.
He even offers a fire me before you hire me option.
Wow, that's bold.
It's a great way to build trust, though. Put clients at ease.
Clearly it works for him.
Yeah.
And get this, he actually secures buyer and seller contracts, even for future transactions.
Talk about thinking ahead.
It's a win-win, right?
Right.
Clients get a dedicated agent who's committed to their success.
And he secures future business. Doesn't have to constantly be chasing new leads.
It's a brilliant strategy.
It really highlights the importance of those long-term relationships. Becoming a trusted advisor, you know, not just trying to close one deal.
Yeah, being their go-to real estate expert.
Exactly. He's really setting himself up for success, but it doesn't stop there. He's also big on making the most of the slow season, you know, when a lot of agents are kind of taking it easy.
Wait, so when everyone else is winding down?
Yeah, he's ramping up.
Really?
Ah.
That's interesting.
It's counterintuitive, but it's smart.
I guess so.
When there's less competition, you stand out more.
Right. So he's grabbing market share while everyone else is on vacation.
Exactly. Even if it's just like a mental vacation.
I like that. It reminds me of that saying, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today.
That's a good one.
It seems like a lot of these agents are all about consistent action.
Totally. No matter what the market is doing.
Another thing we saw was agents using cash offers.
Oh, yeah, especially in certain markets.
Right. We talked about cash offer ads before.
Yeah.
But I got to be honest, I'm always a little unsure about them. Sometimes they feel a bit, I don't know, predatory.
Yeah, I can see that. Like they're taking advantage of people.
Yeah.
I think it's a strategy that you have to be really careful with.
Definitely.
The agents we talk to, they really emphasize like using attainable properties in their ads.
Okay, so not just focusing on the quick sale.
Right, and really focusing on education, helping people understand their options.
I see. So it's more about empowering people.
Exactly. And for agents who don't have their own cash buyers, there are tools like Easy Street Offers.
And iList.
Yeah. So they're not excluding those clients.
Still finding ways to serve them.
Exactly. It all goes back to putting the client first.
For sure. You know, all of this is making me think about empathy. It's so important.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
It's like what we were saying before about not writing leads off as bad.
It's so easy to do, though. You reach out, no response, you move on.
Right. But there could be so many reasons why someone's not responding.
Totally. Maybe they're dealing with something personal or just feeling overwhelmed.
It's easy to forget there's an actual person there.
It's not just a transaction.
Yeah.
And that takes us back to that idea of the database and nurturing those relationships over time.
Oh, totally. Like that agent we talked about before who reconnected with a past client through Fellow.
Yeah. And ended up with that huge listing.
Sometimes those most valuable connections are already right there.
In plain sight.
You just got to stay in touch.
Provide value. Be there when they need you.
And you can tell these agents, they really care about their clients.
Yeah, you can really hear it in their voices.
They see themselves as advisors, you know, guides.
Others.
And that's what sets them apart.
Definitely.
So we talked about those listing lead ads and how agents are following up. I love those creative ideas they shared.
Me too. Like those personalized property details.
Yeah.
And the drone videos.
So cool.
And those curated lists of open houses.
It's about going the extra mile.
Totally. It shows you're not just sending some generic email.
You've actually taken the time to think about them.
To understand what they're looking for.
It all builds trust.
For sure.
And then there's Mr. B with his unique approach to client meetings.
The interviewer.
Yeah. Instead of being interviewed, he interviews them.
It's so smart.
It really makes him stand out as someone who can help them.
Not just sell them something.
Right.
And his fire me before you hire me thing.
So bold.
It's a total power move, but it shows how confident he is.
It takes the pressure off, right?
Exactly. The client knows they're not locked in.
And that builds trust, too.
Absolutely. And it's obviously working for him. He's building those long-term relationships, creating a pipeline for a future business.
With those future contracts, yeah.
It's all about planting those seeds while nurturing the current relationship.
And it all comes back to those fundamentals. Consistent action, building those relationships, providing value, putting the client first.
Exactly. These agents are showing that success in real estate, it's not about luck. It's not about some magic formula.
It's about the basics, right?
The basics, adapting, and always being willing to learn.
They're not afraid to challenge assumptions, to try new things.
And to go above and beyond for their clients.
And I think that's something we can all learn from.
No matter what we do.
It really is inspiring to see how much success comes down to like mindset.
Yeah, your approach. It's not about finding those like shortcuts or anything.
Yeah.
It's about doing things the right way, building those relationships.
It's funny, as we've been talking, I've been thinking about my own experiences.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I've definitely been guilty of, you know, writing people off too quickly.
I think we all have. It's easy to do.
Yeah. Or assuming I knew what their situation was.
You get caught up in the hustle, you know?
Yeah, totally. This whole deep dive has really been eye-opening, honestly.
You know what? Why?
Just, it's made me want to take a closer look at my own database, Maybe try some of Mr. B's tactics even.
That's what's great about these deep dives, yeah, right?
They get you thinking.
They spark action.
So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with this. What's one thing you can do differently starting today?
Ooh, good question.
To level up your real estate game.
Maybe it's reaching out to a past client or trying a new marketing approach.
Or just changing your mindset a little.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Because success in real estate, it's not about luck.
Or timing.
It's about consistent action.
Putting your clients first.
And always, always learning.
Always. And hey, who knows? Maybe in a future deep dive, we'll be sharing your success story.
I love it.
As an example of what's possible. When you combine, you know, passion, strategy, and a genuine desire to help people.
Absolutely. Well, until then.
Happy selling.
Happy selling.